Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Elena Di Giovanni from the 77th Venice Film Festival. Today we're joined by one of the 27 young film lovers who's attending the Venice International Film Festival under the 27 Time Cinema Initiative. Welcome, Christian Zakhariev.
Yes.
You are the ambassador for Bulgaria.
Yeah.
Welcome to Fred, and thank you for being here.
Thank you for the invite.
How would you describe your experience as a jury member for the Giornate degli Autori as part of 27 Times Cinema?
It's really a blessing. We are here for now over a week, and it's completely a run of watching films, discussing films with the jury members, and just breathing in and breathing out films, and it's amazing. The weather is pretty nice, and yeah, I love it.
So nothing to complain about.
Nothing to complain about.
Wow. I read from your profile that one of your film heroes is Guido from La Vita è Bella by Roberto Benigni. Why this film and what connects you to this character?
I really like, I actually love human stories, and I love films that explore the parts that make us human, and like kindness, love, compassion. So I always, I'm clinging to these kind of films. And that one for me is a masterpiece, and I have watched it so many times and I cry every time. It's just that it shows compassion and love in the most human way.
That's true. That's very true. You are the ambassador here of Domna Kinoto, which is the House of Cinema.
Yeah.
And we know that it's one of the main venues for many film festivals in Sofia.
Yeah.
Can you tell us about this a bit more? What happens in this cinema and what kind of film festivals does this cinema house host?
Yeah, it's amazing. It's one of the first cinemas that have opened in Sofia. It's in this a little bit old kind of Soviet communist architecture building, but it has such a rich history in it. There's like the first floor is a cool cafe, and on the second floor it's like a huge venue. Huge theater, and it's one of the main venues for Sofia International Film Festival, which is the biggest film festival in Bulgaria, and it's just an iconic building for the cinema community there.
How do you get informed about cinema news or events? Where do you get your information from?
As a young person, I live in the social media, so almost every news I heard is either through social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or through podcasts.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And back to the experience here in Venice. The program 27 Times Cinema involves taking part in workshops and masterclasses, Q&As and meetings. What's been the best part of it so far?
Probably the diversity in our selection, the Giornate degli Autori selection. Every film has already stood up, and it's so different from the previous one. And that's something that makes our jobs as jury really hard, but it's also showing the beautiful stories that comes from all over the world. So that's my favorite part, just seeing, watching movies from every corner of the earth.
Okay, that's great. Do you think participating in this project is also fostering cultural interaction and contacts among, for example, the 27 of you? Do you think you will be working together, some of you, or trying to have project together?
Yeah, I think it really sparks up this friendship between Europe countries, and it makes this community something that I really feel blessed living it, because my parents, coming from Bulgaria, which is ex-communist country, my parents, when they were growing up into a communist country, they weren't allowed to leave the country. So that's something that I can get to do, and I feel really blessed about this opportunity.
That's great. Thank you, Christian, for sharing your experience as the ambassador of Bulgaria in this year's edition of 27 Times Cinema. And thank you to our listeners. We'll be back soon with more interviews from this program. This is Elena Di Giovanni for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.